And we all know about the situation surrounding Lincoln Cinema, but what happens if you want to make something that might be seen at Lincoln Cinema? Port Lincoln is home to a documentary maker, Ellie Cheeseman, and she joins us now. Ellie, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
What inspired you to get into documentary making in particular?
If I'm completely honest, it's because I'm very independent, and so it's a lot easier to make documentary films by yourself, because you're just kind of, you know, working with a camera and a microphone and your subject. So
you don't have to rely on other people as much to either provide something or produce something that you can use later on yourself. It's all about what you can produce.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And I also don't see much of a difference in like story quality between like documentaries, like real things, and things that you make up. Like, you know, people write scripts and imaginary stories. They're both equally as valuable. They tell the same thing basically about human nature, I think.
Now, you're writing a doc, or you're putting together, I should say, a documentary at the moment. What is that documentary about, and how did you find that particular topic?
It's a bit of an insane story how I found it, really, but it's basically about this geologist. Her name's Claire, and she's got an incredible science mind, but she also understands nature and people really well, and it's about her work with the earth, like with the rocks and the sediment and things that geologists do, and then also about how the universe is all put together, like everything's connected, like the atoms and the layers of the earth. You know, it's a bit more universal than
I think the concept. I've heard it described before, sort of big history.
Yeah,
how everything sort of relates to everything else.
Yeah.
And you know, salt wars from ancient Egypt or something relate to McDonald's today.
Yes, yeah, I really feel that.
Speaking this morning with Ellie Cheeseman, local filmmaker and documentary maker, we should emphasise the documentary side of things. Because you are a local, is there anything locally that you think you might be working on in the near to medium term?
For sure. Well, there's stories everywhere, and if I had the funding, I would just be, you know, every time I see something, I'd go and make it. I work a lot with kids, and I think there's so many stories there with the Lincoln kids, just the way they live. Like, I like the Indigenous people, how they live so naturally. So I'd love to work with them one day if they'd let me.
And how can people, if they do want to support your documentary efforts, how can they contribute to that?
Yeah.
Is there a GoFundMe page? Is there suggestions? What can be done to help you with your next documentary?
Honestly, funding would be the best thing in the world just to make it happen, because it doesn't really matter, you know, how much work you put into something. If you haven't got the funding to get the right equipment, it just doesn't really work. But I'm pretty easy to find. You can look me up on LinkedIn or Instagram.
Yeah. Do you have a particular website that people can go to as well?
I do. It's elliecheesmanfilm.wixsite.com/portfolio.
So that's W-I-X site.
Yes.
.com/portfolio.
That's right. Yes.
Fantastic. Ellie Cheeseman, that's C-H-E-E-S-M-A-N,
that's
correct?
Right, yeah.
Fantastic. Ellie Cheeseman, local documentary maker, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.